Thanks very much. Good morning. Arsenal's youthful lineup needed extra time and penalties to beat West Brom in the third round of the League Cup, eventually winning 4-3. Arsenal's manager Arsene Wenger says he selected the fresh players to take the spot kicks and had no qualms about asking his youngsters to step up.
Young boys have shown some nerves and that got us through. But overall, I think we played a very interesting game with so many young players. They stood up, even when they had cramps, they continued to fight, and overall, I think we had a very positive performance.
Elsewhere, Luis Suarez returned and played 90 minutes for Liverpool, but couldn't prevent them losing 1-0 at Manchester United, while holders Swansea suffered a shock 3-1 defeat at Championship side Birmingham. Well, the draw took place for the fourth round, and it features a tasty London derby as Arsenal host Chelsea, Tottenham welcome Hull, and Fulham are away to Leicester. Meanwhile, West Ham will make the trip up to Burnley. Well, after winning 4 Olympic gold medals, Sir Ben Ainslie has another one of sailing's highest accolades to add to his trophy cabinet this morning after he helped Team USA complete one of the biggest comebacks in sporting history by winning the America's Cup. Victory in the deciding race in San Francisco saw them overhaul an 8-1 deficit to beat New Zealand 9-8. So what does Sir Ben put the win down to?
It's teamwork, these teams, you know, it's like it's sailing's version of Formula One. So you go out there, you've got, you're struggling for speed. You've got to go back, work with the designers, work out how you're going to get the boat going faster. Come out, keep racing well, making the right calls. And physically, these boats are incredibly tough. That was one of the toughest races I've ever sailed physically.
Cricket and relegated Surrey hit back to close day two on 172 for one after Gary Balance scored a season's best 148 to guide Yorkshire to 434. Surrey openers Rory Burns and Dom Sibley both passed 50 as the visitors closed on 172 for one. Ball by ball commentary of the final game of the season from 10:30 on the BBC London website. Kilburn's Sir Bradley Wiggins won a silver medal at the Road Cycling World Championships in Tuscany. And England's netballers wrapped up their three-match series against South Africa with victory in the second test at Wembley. The national side are now unbeaten all year as they go into the final game of the series on Friday. London's Anthony Joshua's first professional fight will be against the unbeaten Emmanuel Leo. The Olympic super heavyweight gold medalist will take on his Italian opponent at the O2 on the 5th of October. And London Olympian Zoe Smith has been left out of the GB squad for the World Weightlifting Championships in Poland after failing to recover from a back injury.